From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting another attempt at a terror attack in Brussels. The quick shooting of an attacker who tried to detonate a nail bomb and shouted Allahu Akbar at a Brussels train station averted fatalities today. That's the assessment of officials there. The federal magistrate, Eric Vandersip, told reporters the attacker was a 36-year-old Moroccan national not known to authorities for being involved in terror activities. Vandersip said the man charged soldiers at the Brussels Central Station on Tuesday after his suitcase containing nails and gas canisters failed to fully explode.
When he rushed to a soldier while shouting Allahu Akbar, the soldier immediately opened fire and hit the individual several times. The latter died on the spot as a result of his injuries.
Vandersip said it was a lucky escape for several travelers nearby. Republican Karen Handel won a special congressional election Tuesday in the southern state of Georgia, allowing her party to hold on to a closely contested seat and deny the Democratic Party a chance to chip away at the Republican majority in the House of Representatives. The race between Handel and Democratic challenger John Ossoff was a major focus in both parties, sparking $50 million in campaign spending. Many viewed the race as a voter referendum on the presidency of Republican Donald Trump. Handel alluded to that.
And a special thanks to the President of the United States of America.
The vote count was much tighter than when the same seat was up for election last November and won by Republican Tom Price, who President Trump picked to run the Department of Health and Human Services. This is VOA News. President Trump received his Ukrainian counterpart, Petro Poroshenko, at the White House Tuesday. Poroshenko hailed the U.S.-Ukraine relationship and pledged his commitment to democracy as he sought U.S. support against Russian aggression. His visit comes as the U.S. government considers extending economic sanctions against Moscow for its role in the unrest in eastern Ukraine. Slava Chahok has more.
Trump's meeting with the Ukrainian president was low-key, but noted for taking place before a U.S. summit with Russia.
I think a lot of progress has been made, and it's a great honor to have you, Mr. President. Thank you.
Poroshenko praised U.S. support and pledged to fight for reform and democracy in his country.
I'm absolutely confident that Ukraine is a story of success.
Ukraine has had a host of political and economic problems since its independence from the Soviet Union. Widespread corruption among top officials is a major one. Anti-graft advocates have accused Poroshenko, one of Ukraine's wealthiest businessmen, of doing too little to push the necessary reforms. Vladislav Hope, VOA News, Washington.
Russian news agencies are reporting a NATO fighter jet buzzed a plane carrying Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu on Wednesday as it flew over the Baltic Sea but was escorted away by a Russian jet. The NATO jet approached the defense minister's jet while flying over neutral waters. The Russian jet flew in between Shoigu's plane and the NATO jet and tilted from side to side to show it was armed. The NATO jet then left the area and the Russian jet got back in formation, according to the Russian news agencies. NATO says the encounter was standard procedure. A senior NATO military representative told VOA there had been an unusually high number of Russian military aircraft flying over the Baltic Sea last week, and it is standard practice for NATO air forces to monitor unknown aircraft approaching NATO airspace. Shoigu was en route to the western Russian city of Kaliningrad for a meeting with other members of Russia's defense ministry. Saudi Arabia's King Salman has promoted his 31-year-old son Mohammed bin Salman to crown prince, making him next in line to the throne, while also serving as defense minister and overseeing an effort to overhaul that country's economy. The move was announced Wednesday through decrees issued by the state-run news agency. The former crown prince and nephew of King Salman, Mohammed bin Nayef, was relieved of all of his positions, including the role of interior ministry, according to those decrees. More at voanews.com. I'm Ira Melman, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.